It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Let's Talk. It is our Monday edition, and as promised, we've got some guests joining us here in our first hour. Proud to welcome Matt Freiler joining us. Matt, welcome.
Hey, I haven't been on Let's Talk since I started here full time, so it's good to make a debut, but I'm not the star of the show today, Jay-Z.
No, you're not, but we wanted to introduce you first because we saved the best for last. Star of the show this morning is Aaron Dreisbach from Alchemist Cove. Aaron, welcome to the program.
How's it going?
It is going well, my friend. And I guess, Aaron, the first thing we want to do is give a little bit of background about yourself. You know, Aaron and this Alchemist Cove, if you would.
Yeah, Alchemist Cove Games and Comics is my store. We deal with comic books, gaming and hobbies, everything non-digital. That's the big focus.
Get off the screens. Yes.
Yep. On the book side of things, modern age comics, graphic novels, trade paperbacks, lots of reading material. On the gaming side, like I said, everything non-digital. So board games, card games, tabletop model games, you name it, we pretty much have a lot of that.
I think it's a big step because here everybody's digital now. Everybody has their face in a phone or face in a screen, like you said. So to go back and bring this, you know, to the public, I like it. I like it a lot.
Don't you know it? And that was a big drive to doing it. You know, get out, interact with people, socialize again.
Right.
You know, make some friends, play some games, have a good time. We all know at the end of the day you're going to go home anyway and watch your TV, play your video games. That doesn't stop.
You know, just
take a break and talk to people.
Well, that's what I said. Because I know some people out there that can't lift their face out of a – whether it's a phone screen, tablet screen, whatever. And it's like you said, take a break from that for a while. Go back. I love the board games.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of demos, too. Tons of demo board games available for free play in the store.
So talk a little bit about those. What are some of those demo games that you have?
Some classic stuff, you know, Ticket to Ride, Monopoly, things like that. But then other things you can't get in big box stores. You know, we buy a lot of demo board games from our distributors, and they're there for people to try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to browse, you want to buy a game, you're not sure if you like it. Well, you might have it to play, so play it. Play for free.
So I think that's a great idea. They'll give you a little, like, food taste, give you a little sliver of food. Here, try it, see if you like it. Well, why not?
That's right. Why not? Exactly.
That's good stuff. Monopoly, that's a classic board, right there,
you can lose friendships playing
Yes, this is true. But it's great that those games are still around because, I would think like some of these stores, they even carry them anymore. That's why I think this is a perfect example what you're bringing to the area.
Oh, absolutely. Doing a lot, and I do intend on carrying a lot more and doing a lot more with the bigger space now in the new building.
And this is your new location, which is on Route 61, south in Orangeburg.
That is correct. Yep, right down by Roman Delight.
I was just going to say, could you give us a little marker so the folks out there tuned in today can get to you?
Yeah. We're at the Jug Handle. That's right there by Schaefer's Harley Davidson and the Red Church.
Cannot miss it.
Yeah, you can't miss. We got a big
up
sign.
Up on the hill, too.
Yeah, on the hill, huge building, gray, and we got a big sign out there, too, that you can see if you're coming up northbound before the Jug Handle even hits.
Yeah, because I was going to say, somebody like me, never say you can't miss it because...
that's fair. That's fair.
You also sell a lot of gaming products. Can you take us through some of those, too? On my cheat sheet here, I see that you have got quite a few things.
Oh, we have a lot of stuff and more in the works. Lots of card games. People are into Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, Gundam. We have a lot of smaller card games outside of that. The board games and tabletop stuff, a lot of models. So Warhammer 40K, Bolt Action, that's World War II. Dungeons & Dragons is huge. That's growing within every community. So we do a lot of that. A lot of fantasy miniatures. You can paint them. You can buy them painted. We do have a big paint line. So that's part of the thing, too. Build, paint, play. So even if you're not a big player, we do support the painting hobby. We have a lot of paints, brushes, and tools that are associated with that as well.
Wow. So the Pokemon, how is that going to be? Only because my nephew is huge in the Pokemon, so my antenna went up as soon as you brought that up.
Yeah, that's That's a big thing right now, supply and demand. You know, a lot of people collect it, but we also focus on play. We're big focus on playing the games that we carry, not just selling them. So we do run events, we run clubs, get people to play the game, not just buy it and walk out.
So you have clubs and people going in to play the games is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, we do. And in fact, we support some kid programs too. We like to get the kids involved in some of this stuff.
They really
need it. We run a Pokemon club every other Wednesday. It does fantastic. We get, you know, 20-some plus kids when we run it, and it's really good. They actually talk with each other. They learn how to play the game. That's what we do. We teach it. We teach them how to play.
Boy, is that a nice idea nowadays, isn't it, man? I'll tell you.
And
that's refreshing.
It's been great. We run a junior D&D league, so for young kids, they can play Dungeons & Dragons. We run that as well. And we have some things in the work to get kids involved in some more stuff.
How young when you say juniors? Like, how young are
they? So for Pokemon, all ages. I mean, I think we have, like, 6 years old and up. D&D at one point we had as young as 7, but goes through young teens.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good stuff. Good stuff. So what else you have going on? Because that's the gaming end of it, but I know there's other things going on as well at the Cove.
Yeah. We've been ramping up our social media presence, trying to advertise, do a lot more there, create some content. It's still in the works, new to it. Believe it or not, I didn't do much online for most of the years in business. That's probably one of my bigger mistakes, but word of mouth has really worked.
That's key.
That's what we really focused on was word of mouth. But now, you know, I know we got to get into online stuff. So we've been trying to do a lot more with Facebook. We have a website. We just built that this year. So alchemistcove.com, you can visit that and buy some stuff. We don't have all of our inventory on there yet. That's a work in progress. But the first step's getting the website up.
Well, yeah, sometimes you need just somebody just for that, believe me.
Yeah.
Coming from a guy who's not tech savvy, but
definitely.
Always seek those people out.
Definitely. Yep.
Aaron, I wanted to kind of ask, as a business owner who got into this before COVID and then survived COVID and – in your lane, it's almost kind of like all these people picked up hobbies.
Yeah.
And hobbies that are still strong today, and they never gave them up. What's the kind of shift in the market that you noticed from pre-COVID to post-COVID, and how much did that help the gaming industry?
Yeah, so COVID was rough.
I bet.
Rough for everybody. Yeah. I wasn't too scared about it, but it did stink, closing the doors. But gaming was essential. That was in my mind. If everybody's going to be stuck indoors, why can't I be open? This is what I'm doing here is something everybody needs in the household. They can entertain their minds, if they're not working. So I had one employee at the time. I laid him off, and I was there 6 days a week trying to do curbside pickups and online orders, shipping stuff out. I was there in the store doing what I could. Weathered it pretty well, actually. The community up here has been absolutely phenomenal. The support that I've seen for what I do has just blown my mind. And I couldn't be more grateful to Schuylkill County for that.
Yeah, that's a huge part of it. That's great to hear.
But the shift has increased. You know, there's a lot more people getting into things. Even older people who used to play things in the 70s and stuff coming back. Coming back because maybe their kids, are getting into it, or their grandkids are getting in and they want to be a part of their lives and interact with them, so they're getting into some things family-oriented.
Yeah, well, I've got a nephew who enjoys board games, and we have a couple when we play them, and, man, like you said, that is a fun time. Yeah.
Can't beat that. Nope.
So also something that you guys have that I often wonder about because it's comic books.
Yeah.
Is that a dying area? Are you trying to perk that up? Or where do we stand with that? Because, you hear about it, but...
Right. That's actually a really good question. I wouldn't look at the comic industry as dying.
Okay.
It's definitely hurt over the years, for sure. There's no doubt. COVID almost killed it. COVID was really bad for the comics. Mm-hmm. But I'm really glad that they weathered the storm. The comic publishers, DC, Marvel, and such, were very, very supportive of all the comic shops out there because without us, they can't survive.
Right.
And they knew that. And they provided a lot of incentives and support to try to keep comic shops afloat, which was really great. But in the comics themselves, I think it's growing. There's a lot of good stuff out there now. We don't deal with a lot of old stuff, okay. More modern age comics, mm-hmm. current, because I like to focus on the reader, not the collector.
Right.
And collecting's cool. It's great.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that, but not just that. I want to get people reading, you know, yeah. reading the books. There's a lot of good stuff out there. And I tell everyone, whether you're into the hobbies or not, I guarantee there's a comic for everybody. There's a comic for everybody. You just got to figure out what you like, and I could point you in that direction.
But you hear a lot about like the DC and Marvel comics and all, yep. like the superhero ones
yep.
and all that. So are they still popular out there? Or
they're very popular. Yep, popular more than ever. But the independents have gotten even bigger as well.
Yeah.
You know, the smaller publishers and stuff. Things have really branched. You know, so when you talk about a shift in comics, the big mm-hmm. shift is Marvel and DC kind of not controlling the scene so much anymore.
Wow, that
a lot of big writers and artists branching out into their own material and working for independent publishers.
Yeah.
So whereas, you know, one person might have only done content under Marvel DC, it's not like that anymore.
Wow.
So they've really branched out. So you get a big diversity of what's being released nowadays.
Wow. See, something we wouldn't know. That's great to hear. Now, how about we talked about comic books, but there's also so much more in that area. How about you've got some paperbacks as well, also
yep.
some graphic novels?
Yep, those are collections of the comics. We had a big selection of it, bigger than Barnes & Noble, believe it or not. It's more or less anything that you couldn't get in a comic form. You could pick it up in the trade. It's a collection of the comic books. We have a lot of that.
Wow.
And bigger collections too, omnibuses. If you're looking to read something that came out 10 years ago, we probably have the trade for it that you can pick up and read. It's a good way to get into stuff too.
Right.
If you just want to test something out, the trades are a cheaper form of collecting that. And we keep expanding that even further.
Books too. You've got like this is like I said, old school. Like that's coming out. That's
yeah.
how I love this.
Man. Yeah,
I love
yeah.
this.
So I looking at expanding manga, you know, because that's really big with kids and teenagers. It's the Japanese mm-hmm. comics. Don't have a lot right now, but now that I have more space, looking to do more in that realm. Started carrying a bit more novels, mm-hmm. so without the pictures, just books
right.
to read,
right.
but still oriented to what we do in terms of. Like comic related or fantasy, something mm-hmm. like that, you know.
Wow.
So Aaron from Alchemist Cove here, again, joining us on WPPA. You know, you got your new location.
Yep.
I wanted to ask about the brand because to me, Alchemist Cove is sort of a memorable name.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like that's something that your clients would be proud of and that, you know, they want to wear merch and they want to,
yep.
you know, talk about Alchemist Cove. I like the logo. I like the branding. What goes into the name? Where did that come from? And then do you feel like your brand has kind of grown over the years to where it's become recognizable around the area?
That's a really good question. I don't get asked that too often, but when people do, they're kind of surprised on my answer because it's not really normal. for one, I will have more shirts being made. I haven't done that yet because we did update the logo.
Yeah.
The logo you got isn't the original one. Okay. Refreshed it, you know, with the new
okay.
store. Mm-hmm. Got to change the address on it and everything. Mm-hmm. So we'll get some new merch. But
don't take after him. We're just talking about it's merchandise.
That's
a bad phrase. Man. I hate merch. Get some merchandise.
Got to keep it up date with the current lingo, you know.
Yeah, right.
So before I opened Alchemist Cove 9 years ago.
Okay.
Almost. Our anniversary is actually going to be on January 9th, which will be our grand opening ribbon cutting ceremony. So back in 2016, I established the name. I didn't open the doors till 2017 in January. So prior to that, I was a chemist in the pharmaceutical field.
Wow.
Working for some of the big companies. It was great. Liked the job, but I commuted far, you know,
okay.
and it wears on you when you're driving over
sure.
100 miles a day.
Wow.
You know, but I've always been into gaming and stuff. It's been a part of my life since I was a little kid. Really helped me out, got me out of the house, got me to interact, make friends. You know, we had a small local sports card store that sold gaming cards in a single car garage. We could fit two gaming tables. We'd shove a dozen or more people in there, and every day we'd go down there and just play. Because in the 90s, that's what it was about. It wasn't about collecting. It wasn't about making money. It was about just playing games. You know, we didn't take care of anything. You know, our cards are all beat up. dice were all beat up. Everything we played with was all beat up. But that's what it was. You played and interacted, and you build a camaraderie amongst each other. And it was wonderful. You know, every day I was there. And it never stopped. That place had closed down a couple years later. And then I just expanded out to the nearest places I could go to continue it. And I don't play much more today, but I help other people play, you know, get other people into it because I know what it's done for me and meeting people and interacting. And it's nice. It's different, you know, different take of your daily activities. And it's really fun. You can get involved with your family and everything. But with the name, I was just driving home from work one day and, like, what's my name going to be?
That's the toughest part, right?
And I just came up with it on my way home. I figured, you know what? I like medieval stuff. And I'm a chemist, so alchemist is just a medieval term for a chemist. And I came up with that. And the second part was just like, what's a good place to hang out at? And I don't know, just Cove kind of rolled off my tongue, and that was it. I mean, in less than 5 minutes, I probably came up with the name. And I just rolled with it, you know? I didn't want to think too hard on it, because when you start thinking hard, you change your mind and all kinds of stuff happens.
Well, you think you think wrong.
Right.
You knocked it out of the park because it's a small business, I think, with a big brand. I think a brand that could really be scaled. And the sky's the limit here.
The logo's funny. I was just at a diner one day and sketched something on a napkin.
That's how it works.
I think a castle would look pretty cool. Sketch something up. I took it to my sister, who's a pretty good artist. I'm like, hey, can you turn this into something a little better?
Right.
I'm not a good artist. but that's what she did. She stuck with my stuff and just kind of made it look better. Yeah. I'm like, let's go with that. And that's how I did it. And then later, we kept that for about 8 years.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to rebrand because I was going to move locations, build something new. And I had somebody more professional help me out with that and come up with just a more colorful, because originally just black and white. I didn't want any color to it. But now I really like how it turned out.
I think one of the coolest parts of your story is you really had to teach yourself how to run a business, because coming from a chemistry background, there's really nothing that you can learn.
Exactly.
So starting over completely.
You know, I've always been into gaming, so I know how to deal with that. I did work in retail in college, worked at Sears and Roebuck, did some other things, delivered newspapers. I've always interacted with people, so that's big. I actually went to college to be a teacher, chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
Did that for a little bit, coached. So I like interacting with people.
Yeah.
For me, I love it. You know, teaching people stuff, it's great. I don't feel like it was a waste because I could utilize those skills teaching games, you know, and everything.
Probably one of the most hands-on business owners that we've talked to. Like, this is, I mean, you're super involved with your customers. And
I'm very much involved.
But I just think that's a great story because you made the jump. You know, you had a great job except for the travel, like you said.
So you were taking a big risk. It was a huge risk. I mean, we're talking a really nice salary, great benefits.
Yes.
Like vacation time. What's that? You know.
Everybody probably thought you were nuts, too.
I was. It was a risk. Honestly, I had two options. Either walk out of my job and be a stay-at-home dad or figure out something to do, because that's what I was leaning towards. Yeah. It was getting to that point. Yeah. And I was prepared. And it's funny. I probably did some I should never have done. Like, I had a baby on the way, my first kid. My wife was pregnant at the time and didn't have anything lined up, and I was ready to just be done, you know. So here's me in the middle of winter trying to start a business with a kid on the way, no job, no insurance, and I'm like, let's roll with it.
That's how they draw it up to me, but that's a credit to you, my friend. Seriously.
Yeah, it worked out. You know, the area, I moved up in this area. I lived in Berks County most of my life, but I've been up here now for 10 years. And I like games. I don't want to drive far to do it. So open something up.
Yeah, and a lot of these people who come in and they feel judged for their hobbies, or they feel like, oh, you know, I don't really have too many people that I can, you know, talk about this stuff with. Just go in and talk to Aaron. He'll talk to anybody. It doesn't matter where you come from, what area you come from, how niche your hobby is. I think a lot of people are kind of worried, like, oh, well, nobody else cares about this. Trust me, at Alchemist Cove, you're going to find somebody who probably cares about some of the same
stuff.
And there's
a lot. It's funny you say that. You know, you go back 20 plus years ago, being like a nerd or into that stuff, you kind of get picked on a little bit. But it's very commonplace now. It's very commonplace.
It's mainstream
Everybody talks about it. You've got Netflix that does a lot of this stuff.
Sure.
There's lots of books, all the pop culture and everything, and it's coming into the gaming, so it's normal. It's mainstream now.
Yeah. But, I mean, people can just tell from your voice, because sometimes they'll get intimidated. They don't want to ask it. They'll think it's a stupid question. And, no, you're very approachable. Yep. I can see that just from the time we're talking here now.
100%. So. Always willing to help somebody out.
Awesome. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more of Let's Talk on this Monday edition right after these messages.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here."
You're wrong. Here's why. Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
Kevin Harlan here from Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Coming up, it's the 49ers at the Colts. At 10-4, San Francisco is in the NFC West race. The Colts at 8-6 are on the playoff bubble. Join me and Ross Tucker for the call of the 49ers at the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football.
It's the NFL from Westwood One on AM 1360 WPPA and 105.9 FM A106.
Guys, thanks for helping me carry my Christmas tree.
Zoe, this thing weighs a ton.
Drewski, lift with your legs, man.
Santa, did you get my letter?
He's talking to you, Bridges.
I'm not that.
Of course he did, right, Santa?
You know, my elf Drewski here, he handles the nice list.
An elf? I'm 6'3". What everyone wants is iPhone 17. And at T-Mobile, you can get it on them. That center stage front camera is amazing for group selfies. Right, Mrs. Claus?
I'm Mrs. Claus's much younger sister. And at T-Mobile, there's no trade-in needed when you switch. So you can keep your old phone.
Or give it as a gift.
And the best part? You can make the switch to T-Mobile from your phone in just 15 minutes.
Guys, my side of the tree is slipping.
Timber!
The holidays are better at T-Mobile. Switch in just 15 minutes and get iPhone 17 on us with no trade-in needed.
With 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers, plus tax and $35 device connection charge. Credits end and balance due if you pay off earlier. Cancel finance agreement. 256 gigs, $830. Eligible port in a new line. $100 plus a month plan with auto pay, plus taxes and fees required. Check out in 15 minutes or less per line. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Quick and save. The holidays are here, and so are the great deals and huge savings at Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, offering the area's finest in pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stop in Jerry's and save an extra $200 with your Click and Save coupon, plus free lifetime inspection. Only at Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, Route 61 south of Pottsville.
Would your business like to reach new customers? Click and Saves are a great budget-friendly tool to help your business. Contact us at 202 and WPPA for more information today.
Weather forecasting reimagined.
2822 Future Alert Weather.
Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather, powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
If you could use some extra money, Wiener Iron and Metal is the place to go. Wiener Iron and Metal in Pottsville recycles cans, copper, stainless steel, radiators, iron, and light iron. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. For current pricing and any recycling questions, call 570-622-6543. Get paid for your recycling with Wiener Iron and Metal. 1056 Route 61, Pottsville. Online at wienermetals.com.
Home and away, Penn State Nittany Lion football plays here. This Saturday, the Penn State Nittany Lions travel to New York City to play in the Pinstripe Bowl against the Clemson Tigers. The Wise Markets tailgate show underway at 10:30, kickoff at 12 noon. The Pinstripe Bowl, Happy holidays from the Penn State Sports Network.
Catch all the action of Penn State football on WPPA, AM 1360, and A106 FM.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program as we continue on this Monday. And we continue with our special guest. Matt Freiler is in studio along with Aaron Dreisbach from Alchemist Cove. And gentlemen, we welcome you back to the program. And one of the things that we were talking about, Aaron, and the reason you're here is a new location just opened up on Route 61 South in Orangeburg. So if you can, take us through this. You know, why you decided on that location and take us through that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So been in Schuylkill Haven for almost 9 years. Haven's been great. You know, 443 is heavily trafficked road, but where we were located, we're a bit recessed. You know, we didn't have a sign out the road, so a lot of people drive by and don't know we're there. Word of mouth is what got people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we grew. I've been growing product lines, and it just got to a point where I couldn't fit any more merchandise in there.
Right.
If I wanted to bring something new in, I'd have to axe something. Out with the old, in with the new.
Right, right.
And I didn't want to do that because there's a lot of new stuff coming. So I knew at some point I'd have to get a bigger space. Mm-hmm. How to do that, I didn't know.
Right.
But I didn't want to rent again. You know, I wanted to do something on my own, have my own property. So for a while, I was just kind of looking around. Where could I go? Right. Every day, I'd be driving along 61. Because I live in Orangeburg, and I'd drive into Schuylkill Haven, I'd be looking at empty lots, and I would always stare at the corner there of Red Church Road and 61, right across from Schaefer's Harley Davidson. I always stare at that lot. You know, it's been empty for ages. If anyone remembers Pop's drive-through, that was there way, way, way back in the day. You know, before the 61 project happened, where they tore that up and made it double lane in both directions. Since then, nothing's been there. And just field of rock and weeds. And it looked big enough. You know, it was about an acre. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, that'd be a nice location. But I never pulled the trigger on it.
Right.
And I kept thinking about it and thinking about it. One day I was just talking to my one friend about it who, he was a nurse, but then left that to get into realty. And he became a realtor. So he wanted to help me out. And without me even knowing it, He goes and contacts the owners of this land, calls the number, and starts talking to them about selling it, and I'm not even aware about it.
Wow.
And so I'm driving one day, and he calls me, he says, hey, you know that land you're thinking about? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, I got a meeting with you to set up to buy it. I'm like, whoa, what are you talking about? I'm not even ready for this yet. You know, I was saving up. Don't get me wrong. I was saving up money to do something, but I didn't know that I could do that. And so that was it, right? I had to make a decision there. You know, are we going to do this or not? I'm like, all right, let's do it. Tell them we're good. We'll meet up and let's get it started. And we met up probably just a week later, and little back and forth. But they really wanted to see something new coming in, you know, build something in Schuylkill County with what I was doing, being recreational and getting people involved in hobbies and stuff. They thought I was wonderful, and were happy to see what I was doing. So it was great working with them and buying that land. But, of course, I had to figure something out because now, you know, I got to buy land, and I wasn't prepared for this. So I worked hard, and we made it happen. That was back at 23 that I purchased it. And then now I have to figure out, okay, well, I got a lease. That's gonna run up in the end of 25.
Just opened.
You know, I got a 2.5 year, you know, not quite 3 year time frame to either do this or figure how long I'm going to stay in Schuylkill Haven.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, I'm like, well, I guess it's smart to not renew the lease, but we got to figure out how what all this financing is going to cost. I worked hard. You know, I'm at the store 6 days a week. I pull 60 hours a week at least. Monday through Saturday. Sunday's the only day I'm not there, but we're open. And I sold a lot of my stuff. You know, I was into Magic the Gathering a lot of toys, collectibles, things like that as a kid. Always had it. I sold everything I owned to put towards building this. All my old toys, all my video game systems, all my cards. I got nothing anymore. I have a PS5. That's it. I have literally nothing. I sold it all to help build this place and meet the time frame. I'm glad I did. I have no regrets doing it at all. I'm really happy I made the choices I did. But I invested a lot, and everything has just turned out great.
Yeah, you were kind of thrust into that, as you said. So you had to think real quick.
I was thrust into that. I was not prepared, and even then had to make the choice of going from nothing to something in a short time frame.
Right. But just the way you did that, you pulled your resources, got some coin, and you were able to do it.
Yep, and I had a lot of immense help. Again, I couldn't possibly stress enough how supportive the community has been, and with coming to the store and supporting what I do and helping and make this happen. You know, it's not all just me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just as much attributed to everybody else who comes to the store.
Cool. So now talk a little bit about the grand opening, because that's a big event. You know, that's one of the reasons we have you here. So take us through a little bit what we can expect there.
Yeah. My goal here was get open before Christmas, and I did. Yeah, we soft open, and we're open 7 days a week right now. We have the same hours that we had Schuylkillhaven. We open at noon every single day, and when we close just varies on the day of the week. But we're still getting some small things set up, but we're good to go. Minor things to finish, but that'll be done by the 9th. So January 9th is actually the shop's anniversary. I figured, why not just do a grand opening then? We're not far away from it. Right. Avoid the holidays. You got Christmas coming. We got New Year's. I didn't want to do a ribbon cutting or anything in between or around that.
Right.
So it just made sense to me. So we have the schedule at 4 p.m. on Friday, January 9th. For our ribbon cutting grand opening, and we got to get everything posted on Facebook for events. But I intend on having a lot of gaming events available. You know, we run tournaments and things for the card games and tabletop. We'll play for D&D. We're going to have a lot of that going on. I expect a lot of people there for sure, and we're going to have some sales going on. I don't have all the details yet on that, but it's definitely going to be worth coming out. I can promise you that.
Yeah, you got a lot going on just off the top of your head right there. That's good stuff.
Yep.
Good stuff. So how about, you know, you were talking about, you know, into the newer stuff. One of the questions I wanted to ask you is, old stuff, it's established, you know, this is what it is.
Yep.
How do you, you know, it's like, to me, like, new stuff could be a gamble. Because it's new. You don't know, is it going to go over with the people or not? So.
It's a big gamble. It's a big gamble. You know, you want to talk old stuff. You know, comics are old stuff. Everybody knows Marvel, DC. Whether you read it or not, you know about it.
Right.
You know, it comes to games. Everybody knows Pokemon. That's been around since the 90s. Everybody knows Magic. That's been around. So I consider that old. You know, new stuff, though, you got to look at pop culture and what people are into. And, yeah, every new game is a gamble. But there's a lot of new card games coming out. There's a lot of new board games coming out. A lot of things themed to what people like watching on TV or shows that they like watching. They target that, and it works, you know. Like, hey, I really love The Walking Dead, you know. Oh, well, hey, you know, there's a board game for that, comic book, and there's going to be more cards for it. So it expands on that. And the gaming industry is evolving.
Okay.
They're getting more into IPs, you know, intellectual properties that they know people like, and they want to put it in their game. So it gets people into games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Magic's been doing that. You know, they've never done anything outside of that until a couple years ago, and now they're starting to brand intellectual properties into the game for people who've never touched the cards. Now they're buying it because, oh, I love Avatar The Last Airbender, or I love Final Fantasy, you know, and they're getting into it. And a lot of other board games and industries are doing that too.
Yeah. Technology and all has come a long way, and like the stuff like you said you can implement That's amazing.
Big way. Mm-hmm.
That's as much as I'll talk about because I'm illiterate in that area. So, but it is amazing what they can do now. And like you said, just to get the people, you know, hooked.
Yeah, when you have a lot of your you know, customers and your community that are trying to find you on the internet, right? And I would think that a lot of people are probably calling from outside of the area as well when they have something specific that they're looking for. I remember, even when we were kids, I mean, you would call around everywhere because you wanted something specific, and you'd usually get told, right, hey, we don't have that. Like, well, how much is that? And,
to be fair, when we were kids, we used the phone more.
Yeah, that's true. It's all Reddit now, right?
It's a phone call. You talk to people on it, you know.
Amen. Yeah,
but we do get a lot of phone calls. Yeah. Speaking of which, I'm still working on that. We don't have our phone lines up right now, so if you do want to communicate us, communicate through Messenger on Facebook. Or
great
send
website,
us
a, too.
Send us an email at alchemistcove@gmail.com.
Yep.
We are going to keep the same phone number we've had, but I don't have it active yet. Okay. So we're working on getting that back online in the meantime. But we do get a lot of phone calls. We get a lot of outside traffic.
Yeah.
We get a lot of people that are in Schuylkill County visiting and live out of state.
Oh, okay.
But every time they come to visit, they like to come to the store because their family lives up here.
That's cool.
Right.
But we get a lot of Hazleton traffic, Williamsport, and Bloomsburg. People drive an hour to come because they love what I do and how the place is.
Right.
And what is it like they're looking for just off the top of your head, like just as an example when they come in?
Well, for one, I have a pretty big inventory of stuff. I order frequently. I like to keep things on hand. I look at what people are buying, what's selling out, and rather than let it just sell out, I restock it.
Right.
You know.
Because there's nothing more frustrating than say, well, yeah, we did have it, but we don't have it now. That is so frustrating.
And I'll admit it, it's a lot of work, though.
Yeah.
You know, as a business owner, sometimes letting it run out is the easy thing to do.
Yeah.
And you're just going to replace it with something new coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out with the old and with the new.
Right.
But sometimes people want that thing coming back all the time. And I try to keep up with that as best I can. And it's a lot more work, but it people like that.
You know? Oh, yeah. And that's what I say. I tip my hat to you because do you gamble on getting like this new stuff in or, no, I need to keep getting some of this in because it's popular and people are, so again, you know, to weigh that out.
And that's why I need more space.
Yeah.
It was getting really hard to maintain the old stuff and bring in the new because there's so much new, so many new things coming out. And it's hard to keep up with all of it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, too, because it comes out, and it seems like it comes out so fast and so much that it's a tip you like to understand what it is.
Does it ever? You have no idea. Yeah. Wow, so many games, so many card games, so many sets. You used to have X number of things a year, you know?
Yes.
And it was tolerable.
Right.
But now that's increased, and it's more per year. You know, some things release weekly. You know, you've got books every week, you've got games every week, and now there's just, it's great because there's a lot available.
Mm-hmm.
The downside is there's a lot available.
you
can't do it all.
Right.
You got to pick what you like and stick with it. And from my point of view, it's just hard keeping up with it all.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And when we talk about like, you know, the traditional experience of going in a store like yours, whether it was in a mall or somewhere else, you know, people are used to, you know, buying items, inquiring about items, whatever.
Yep.
I think where you guys really stand apart is the league play and the ability to sit down and play a board game and stay there.
100%.
A lot of people might not realize, like, they can do that, you know, and they're like, well, I have to do that at home or whatever. No, you can, like, go to Alchemist Cove and do this. So do you think that's the future of the lane that you're trying to run in, and how much is that growing of people coming and staying and playing in these leagues and playing different games?
Yeah, it is the future I'm looking for. I want people to get out of the house, interact, just like I said before. But we also focus, so there are two ways to play games, right? You could be competitive or you can just have fun.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of competitive people out there, and there are a lot of people who just want to play around their kitchen table.
Right.
Well, why do you have to play at your kitchen table? Why can't you just come out and play and do the same thing?
Yeah.
So we offer competitive events and casual events.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Do you break that down? Because that that could cause a problem if one guy's just out there casual, and the other guy's playing, you know, for keeps.
100%. You know, and that's really good. You touch on that because it's hard.
Yeah.
I'm going to be honest. It's really hard segregating those people and getting people to understand it. Like, hey, this is a game to have fun.
Right.
This is where you can beat somebody in, you know. We run competitive events with big prizing, and we try to make it known that this is what it is, what you're getting into.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also run a lot of other events that aren't for big prizing, and we try to communicate that as best as possible to people that, hey, this is meant to be fun, try not to be so hard,
right.
You know, about right. it. And that is a very hard thing to do. A lot of places yeah. don't segregate that. You know, they just run their events yeah. as they are.
Yeah.
And I get it. It's work. It right. is a lot of work. It's not easy. But I think we do a good job of it. And it's been a process. Let mm-hmm. me tell you, there have been ups, there have been downs, yeah. there have been upset people,
right.
there have been happy people. You can't please them all.
No.
But we try to do the best middle ground we can. But I think we're getting there. And I think so far we've had a lot of success mm-hmm. with that.
But see, I think you hit the nail on the head, and it's so true. You're willing to put the work in so that mm-hmm. the product, you know, is good, and we don't you right. don't have issues. So right. many people aren't, you know, willing to put the work in. Yeah, we'll just let it, yeah, and then
yeah.
But and the just think about all the different rules and these games
yeah,
have,
yeah,
and
yeah.
how many disputes can arise.
Yes. Right.
And
right.
then there's Aaron kind of standing there like a referee.
Yeah,
it's and, like, all right, I'm gonna have to make the rule here. Like, this is, you know,
yeah,
it's coming
and, down. And that's how you lose people sometimes. Sure. They don't want to come back sure. because they have a bad experience playing a game because somebody yeah, yeah. was just rude or right. you know yeah. not behaving or and it's tough.
No. And that's another reason why I like that you do that and take care of it because, yeah, it's just that quick. And people get turned off just like that after, say, their first
yep.
time.
Yep.
Like they say, first impression, man. That's
it's big.
Key. Yeah.
It is big. Right. And we've gotten a lot of new people in who have never done this kind of thing before, never right. really gotten into games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether they're just sticking at home or don't have many friends or communicate much and they really come out of their shells. And now are a part of yeah, everything.
That's right.
And are having a great time.
Yeah. Now, is it more guys, more girls? Is it a pretty even mix? Who's more competitive? Because I know women can be competitive, man.
Anybody can be competitive. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of guys, but we do have a lot of women in the industry, too, who play the games and read the books. And it's growing, you know. A lot of them feel a lot more comfortable when they see more in playing.
Right.
And that's the key, too. When more people are seen playing, it looks enticing. Like, oh, yeah. hey, I could come here. People are here,
yes,
you know, and play. And that's what we're trying to do, get people in playing for fun. And we have open play. By the way, the building's always open every day for free play. You don't have to worry about space anymore. You don't have to pay to play. The mm-hmm. tables are free to sit at, and you can come in and play whatever games you want,
wow.
Anytime you want. That's part of what we do, you know.
And Aaron, a question is, like, when you started this whole thing with the new location, how important was it to you to not only seek the new customers that you were going to get because of the new location, how important was that versus keeping your existing customers and letting them know, hey, you know, I'm not going big time. I'm not selling out. Like, I want you guys to come along with me for this.
Pretty big, yeah. You know. A lot of people were concerned when I said the word move.
Yeah.
That scares people.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not far. You know, from where we were in Schuylkillhaven to now, it's only 5 miles away.
Right.
It's right down 61. But for me, I think it makes a big difference because you're not driving through the town.
Yeah.
Sometimes when you hit those traffic lights, stop signs, that could take 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You know. So in all actuality, it takes no more time to come down 61 to where we are now than to drive through town of Schuylkillhaven,
right.
to be honest. It's pretty much the same distance. Mm-hmm. You know, you're driving a little more miles, but time,
right.
that's what everybody relates as time.
Right.
And time-wise, it's pretty much the same, but it's better for people in Berks County or anybody who wants to come up to Schuylkill. It's a bit quicker drive now.
Yeah.
And it's better and easy access right off 61.
And it's going to be a better experience for your customers who were with you in Schuylkillhaven. It's cool to see. It's like, okay, now we have more space. You know, this is one of our favorite places, and it just got bigger. So
And I think it's a great location. I think it's great for the county. There's a lot of growing going on right now. Lots of houses, lots of buildings coming up.
Sure.
Schuylkill County's developing pretty fast. And, you know, we need recreation. And I want to try to provide that.
Heck yeah. Our guest is Aaron Dreisbach from Alchemist Cove in studio. We're going to take our final break. We'll come back and wrap things up on this Monday morning after these messages. Stay with us.
From Monday Night Football on Westwood One. Coming up, it's the 49ers at the Colts.
At 10-4, San Francisco is in the NFC West race. The Colts at 8-6 are on the playoff bubble. Join me and Ross Tucker for the call of the 49ers at the Indianapolis Colts on Monday Night Football.
It's the NFL from Westwood One on AM 1360 WPPA and 105.9 FM A106.
Winter is here, which means your driveway is a skating rink, your steps are a lawsuit, and your neighbor borrowed your snow shovel again. Skip the panic and head to Northeast Chemical and Supply in Lansford. Their showroom's packed with winter gear, from rock salt, snow shield, colored ice melters, shovels, ice choppers, spreaders, wood pellets, you name it. If it melts ice or moves snow, Northeast Chemical and Supply has it. Find them at 800 East Burke Street in Lansford, just off Route 209 next to Family Dollar. Open Monday through Saturday with delivery available. Northeast Chemical and Supply, your winter survival headquarters.
Like saving money, right? We all do. That's why Allstate just lowered the price of car insurance. Not, but wait, there's a catch. Lower. Actually lower. So if you're shopping around or just want to see how much you can save, check Allstate first for a new lower auto rate that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Not available in every state. Only applicable for new auto insurance business. Rates will vary by several factors, including how you purchase the policy. Potential savings vary. Allstate North American Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Here's a tale of Linda trying to lose weight, but the med prices she found were all over the place.
Hidden fees and markups made her jaw drop low. Then she found GoodRx. Now she's in the know.
GLP-1 prescriptions, FDA approved.
With clear upfront pricing.
And same day pickup.
That's GoodRx, the no-nonsense way. Save time and money on prescriptions.
Get to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Click and save. Looking for a ride that won't break the bank? Cruise on down to Deals Auto Sales at 900 West Market Street. Great deals, great prices, and financing that fits your budget with guaranteed credit approval. Trucks, cars, SUVs, we've got it all. Deals Auto Sales, drive happy, drive deals. Click and save. Deegan CPAs always provides professional tax services. Deegan CPAs is also Schuylkill County's number one voted accounting firm. Use your coupon to save $13 off any tax service.
Weather forecasting reimagined. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Not just any old forecast, it's your ultimate advantage.
Delivering real-time updates with pinpoint precision.
2822 Future Alert Weather has you covered from morning traffic to your weekend adventures.
Precise, reliable, built for tomorrow. 2822 Future Alert Weather. Powered by one of America's most accurate weather teams.
The holidays are here, and so are the great deals and huge savings at Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales, offering the area's finest in pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stop in at Jerry's along Route 61 south of Pottsville, or visit us on Facebook or jerrysnortheast.com. Happy holidays from Jerry's Northeast Auto Sales.
Blood donors give from the heart, saving lives, wanting nothing in return. Miller Keystone Blood Center created the Frequent Lifesaver Club to reward its selfless donors. Donate blood and earn points that can be redeemed for a variety of gifts. Save lives and earn rewards. Join Miller Keystone Blood Center's Frequent Lifesaver Club. Visit giveapint.org.
Home and Away, Penn State Nittany Lion football plays here. This Saturday, the Penn State Nittany Lions travel to New York City to play in the Pinstripe Bowl against the Clemson Tigers. The Wise Markets tailgate show underway at 10:30, kickoff at 12 noon. The Pinstripe Bowl. Happy holidays from the Penn State Sports Network.
Catch all the action of Penn State football on WPPA, AM 1360, and A106 FM.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program, Let's Talk. We've got guests joining us in studio. Matt Freiler is with us, along with Aaron Dreisbach from Alchemist Cove. Winding down here, this hour has flown by with all this to talk about. This has been a very fun program here this morning. We can't thank you enough, Aaron.
Thank you for having me.
Learning an awful lot, and I'm getting excited about it because it's not tablets or electronics. Right. It's the good old stuff.
Right, 100%.
So you got a grand opening coming up in your new location in Orangeburg. So we got a couple minutes left on the program. So if we can, let's talk a little bit about that again for the folks who might have missed that earlier.
Yep. So we're open right now, Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. Hours are listed on our Facebook page. Open up at noon every single day. We have a lot of pictures of the new locations. If you want to visit Alchemist Cove on Facebook, you could check it out. We did some store walkthroughs, and we have some videos and pictures of the play space and merchandising area. So it gives you a heads up what you're getting into. We have a grand opening after the holidays. We didn't want to smash it in between everything going on. And the store's anniversary is January 9th, so it just made sense to do the grand opening then. That'll be at 4 o'clock p.m. on Friday, January 9th, and we're going to have a lot going on all weekend, so it won't be just Friday. Friday is the actual ribbon cutting, mm-hmm. but we'll be having a lot of events all weekend, you know, through Saturday and Sunday as well.
Good deal. And I expect that's going to be a long day for you. A lot of folks.
It's going to be a very long day. These past couple weeks have been very long days.
Yeah, like I said before to Aaron, kind of off the air, I think, you know, the curiosity around here for a lot of people is, you know, wow, we've seen this building in construction. Like,
yeah,
what is this place? And now here it comes. Here's your chance to get out there. Like, really don't care if you don't think you're interested in this type of thing. Just go. I mean, they really do have something for everybody, I think.
Right. I mean, that's a cliche, and we say it all the time, but it really fits here.
Yeah. It really does. And I order based on what people are interested in. Mm-hmm. You know, I talk to people, ask, hey, what would you like to see? You know, what would you like to get into? And if I hear it enough, I bring it in.
Right.
You know, especially with the books. You know, I do custom orders all the time. If there's something we don't have on the shelf and you're looking for it, as long as I can get it, I'll order it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take long. Just be patient, a couple days probably, get it in. But we do custom orders all the time on books and board games and things.
That's refreshing to hear books. Just, you know, again, like I said, with this electronic age and all that's going on, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I love reading. I do. I always have. And I love getting people into reading. It doesn't have to be much. It could be one book, you know, but it's something.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So 9 years doing this, Aaron, right?
It'll be 9 years come January 9th. Yeah, never would have thought of it 9 years ago, you know.
That's what I was going to say, because you're talking about how you made the move. And now, since you made that move, it's been 9 years. So obviously, you know, there's so many things that don't last 9 minutes anymore. You've had 9 years here.
Yeah, 100%. I invested a lot of my own personal funds into it and everything, getting it started. And I couldn't be happier with how things went. You know, my first month in business, I was in the green. And it was crazy. But I haven't taken any of it. I've always vested everything back into the business to grow it. Grow it, make it better, make it a place people want to go. I haven't taken a dime. I still don't take a paycheck. You know, I vested all back into it to make something for people.
And here, you know, the excitement in your voice and all, that's, man, I'll tell you.
Well, it's such a unique thing.
Yeah.
Like, you really can't, for this type of experience, we don't really have this anywhere else in our listening area.
No.
And I think it's a unique opportunity, you know, for people to do something locally and not have to go to Reading or go somewhere else. It's like, we have this in our own backyard here. So
exactly.
Or not buy on Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amen. Oh, another one. Amen.
I hear that a lot. Hey, I'd rather not buy on Amazon. I'd rather support you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I can't price match them, but I appreciate it.
No, that is refreshing to hear. Yes, exactly right. Well, Aaron, we can't thank you enough for joining us on the program. Again, Aaron Dreisbach from Alchemist Cove. Check him out. And again, that grand opening?
January 9th, Friday, 4 p.m.
Sounds good. We want to wish you the best of luck. Many more years of success, my friend. And thanks so much for stopping by and joining us on the program.
Thank you very much for having me.